This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That song was a parody of
Weezer.
No, Jake, what's your guess?
I was gonna guess it was a Weezer song as well.
All right, incorrect. Riley,
Weezer.
That is right.
Yes,
the way she said it with gravitas.
I said it with confidence.
Yeah,
gravitas.
It's all about confidence. You can be wrong, but as long as you're just like, it's Weezer. It could not be Weezer, yes. but then it is Weezer.
But it is, yeah. You made it Weezer.
I made it Weezer.
I would rather be wrong with style than right like a scaredy. Like,
yeah,
Weezer.
And you have always said Jeff. That. You have always
it's
said that.
That's not what
that.
I said. Yeah. That's not what I sound like.
Actually, it was a song called 1 AM 180 by Granddaddy. That was the parody.
I've never heard that song, I don't think.
I haven't
but
either.
I loved the yes. parody, so I must love the original. But I probably like the parody more because it's about me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It has your name in it, so it's more exciting.
See, it's better to parody songs that people don't know because then in a way they think it's an original. Yeah. What I'll offer so
one
do
second,
is
I
go
have,
out
I,
to like the
I have
street
to finish.
And kind of bust
I didn't really,
at dusk and
I didn't,
I'll
I didn't
sing songs that people don't know. And then they think that they're originals. They give me cash and a hat.
So, Amir, who
they put cash
who's
in
that
your
song
hat,
from?
Or do they give you a hat of cash?
Sorry, we're having like two
they
different conversations.
Put cash in a
Amir,
hat.
I just want to know who
I didn't
did
say it was
that
my
song.
Cash or my hat.
It was by right? Anderson Reagan. Anderson Reagan wrote the song.
Awesome. And, that's
he
really
has
cool.
a band, Magic. Yeah, Magic Ray Gun, which is kind of
oh,
fun
that's good.
His name is
that's
Anderson
good.
Reagan.
Yeah, yeah.
They released their debut EP on Jake's birthday, so it's Whoa. Available for streaming wherever you get your music. They have hand-painted CDs available on Bandcamp with all the proceeds going to. Jeff, you're mad that all the proceeds are going to local bail funds.
No, I'm not mad.
What are you doing? You're spinning
don't,
a yarn like you have an idea
hold your face
or something.
That way.
You look like you're in a smoking
no, I'm just
jacket.
Sort of. I am in a way. So I'm just kind of like relaxing.
You look like
this is my,
you look,
how
you look
I relax.
Like Scar from Lion King.
Yeah,
I'm not a villain.
You look villainous.
I'm chilling.
Anyway, thank you, Anderson. Thank you, Magic Ray Gun, the band. And yeah, proceeds go to local
Stop,
bail funds. So check him out on Bandcamp. What is it, Jeff? We invited you. He's gone.
He stopped
All right,
the video.
He's gone.
He stopped
That's
the
fine.
He's still here. He just stopped the video.
Yeah, he's a non-video participant slash lurker slash troll.
Peeping
so you'll still
Tom.
Be able to sort of weigh in and wax. Wax and wave.
Oh my all god. Wax. It's worse to not see you and just hear you.
Yeah, I just like
wax
that.
Wax ass pussy. Have you guys heard this new song?
God.
What's that?
It's Cardi B and Megan Thee, and they're kind of waxing ass pussy.
What?
They're singing about ass and pussy. Man.
This is what I feel like is going to be the experience of Jeff when you die and you come back to haunt. This is how I feel like that's going to go. I'm just going to hear wax ass pussy on the breeze. And I'll be like, that's him.
Yeah, it's okay.
What age do you guys think I'm going to die? Young or?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Because you already act like a 40-year-old when at age 20. So by the time you reach 60, you'll look like 112.
Jeff, how old are you now? 24, 25? Oh, my God. You put on a smoking jacket.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm almost 23. I'll be 23 at the end of November.
How on earth?
So you shouldn't appear this way.
Why do you have that?
Are you recording?
Yeah. No, I'm not recording video.
We're not even recording this video. This is not a video Zoom.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine. Because this would be the good thumbnail, right? For you guys to post to the Insta.
All right, fine. I'm recording. So this is Jeff fucking rubbing his thumb and middle finger and index together in a way that, what's the opposite of tickling? It's making me nauseous to see it. And you're also in a velvet smoking jacket, but you're not smoking anything.
It's weird, like my nipple is literally out right now, and I'm not the worst dressed person on the Zoom. And that's cool.
Oh, no, you're the worst dressed. You're the underdressed. I am the overdog. That's someone who people expect to win but doesn't.
What is that? You didn't say anything interesting.
The overdog is...
don't have to say things of substance. If you dress in velvet, you lean back and kind of rub your fingers together. People think what you're saying is interesting.
Did you pull that from, like, a costume box? Your mic fell.
Yeah, your microphone fell. You're in a closet. Is that where you are? You're in a
this
closet.
This is my childhood bedroom.
Do you have, do you have, like, a little dress-up box that you got that from?
Don't.
Stop going back to the pose. You keep returning to the uncomfortable pose.
I'm standing. I mean, I'm sitting on a stool, so it's not comfortable no matter how
you
I.
You don't
sit.
Have
microphone
to do
balanced
it.
On. What do you have the microphone on?
It's on my laptop. I would show you the setup, but then the mic would fall again.
Wow.
Right. It would. It would fall again. And don't rub. No more rubbing of the fingers. I don't have to see that.
It looks like you're waiting for something.
I am waiting for the episode to start. All we've talked about so far is a fucking parody of a song and then this jacket. I don't know why this bothers you
guys
so much.
It's obviously hot.
You obviously wanted us to talk about the jacket. You turned off the video to put it on.
You know what? This is an absolute ambush. I don't appreciate
you're right. It.
It
is an ambush. You brought this on the three of us.
You ambushed us.
You did ambush us.
A one-man ambush? I don't think so.
That's a man bush.
Stop.
I tweeted asking for questions, quick hits. We can go around lightning round style, trying to answer as many as possible. Just to get us started, here's a quick and easy one. And Jeff, you don't have to think too hard. These are supposed to be like boom, in and out. You don't have to say.
Can I air a grievance? Can I air a grievance with how you tweeted it? You tweeted, we're having a guest on today or two. Obviously, people are going to think it's Ben and Thomas. And then when our names show up on Monday, it's going to be a huge letdown. So you're setting us up
all
for
these
failure.
Questions.
You're setting you
all
up
these
failure.
Questions are going to be about their Netflix improv special.
How was it voicing BB-8? I don't fucking care.
I don't fucking know what the crafty on Space Force was like, fucker.
So I won't read that question. I'll skip that one.
I might be able to weigh in there.
All right, what were you saying before I interrupted? You said overthink the questions?
Yeah, don't do that. Sam Tabachnik, who's actually verified on Twitter. So treat this question with reverence, because it's actually a reporter for the Denver Post. How tall are you, and how tall do you wish you were?
What the fuck kind of question is that? No, what the fuck are you talking about? This is nothing.
So, Riley, you're 5'4", 5'5"?
I'm 5'4 and a half.
She's mad.
So what?
Exactly right.
So what?
Kind of nailed it.
You kind of nailed it, but like, why does it matter? What kind of fucking question is this? If you're verified, think of a better question than this nonsense, all right?
Holy
you
shit.
Have a blue
He's
check.
A reporter.
So check
He's a reporter,
your
Miley.
Facts.
It's just like a fun way to get into like a silly conversation. Like, 5'4.5", but I wish I was 5'6", and this is
I wish I was 5'6". Is that what you wanted to hear? That's exactly what I was going to say. Are you happy?
All right. Why do you want to be 1.5 inches taller? Why am I on trial for this? I'm just curious.
I'm not as tall as I'd like to be. I just want to be a little bit taller than I am now. Not too much. Yeah. Not too much. Just enough. Right.
Yeah.
Who's
I know
next?
1.5 inches specifically.
God damn it.
Is there
oh God.
I'm willing to go next, but is there anything else you wanted to get off your chest? Like with like, I just know because you're like, Riley, you're kind of heated. And
yeah.
Do you have a headache or something? You're rubbing
your temple
a lot.
Now I do. What's this guy's name? Right. What's this quack's name who sent in this question?
Sam, but you don't have to like do anything about
wait,
it.
Wait, it's Sam, but it's, I don't want to interrupt too much, but like Amir's the one that asked it and he sort of got on your nerves too. So if you needed to unload on Bloom,
no way.
You should
it's like I know it's not Sam's fault. Like Sam asked a bad question and that's fine. Like he didn't know, but like Amir picked it. Like
there,
you have so many people who like sent in the
softball.
Questions.
It was
and
a
so
softball.
Exactly.
It.
Exactly.
It was the
exactly.
way he picked it. It was,
it was the way
the
he
way
picked it.
The way I
it was
picked
the way,
it.
It was the way you picked
the
it.
The way I
you
picked
it.
And
it
was the way I chose it.
I honestly, how did I don't want to like ding up on you.
It was the way you picked it. It's like you looked on your phone and you're like, it was the way. I'll pick this one. Like, that's how you did it.
I'm your friend and I'll give it to you straight. You know I will never like sugarcoat things for you. It was the way you fucked
it. You were like,
how did I pick it? How did I pick it? You guys don't even know how I picked it. You don't know how I picked it.
So it's like, that's how you picked it.
You did let go of gas.
You broke wind. You broke wind and you broke wind and you passed gas. You passed.
How tall are you?
We can only imagine the stank in the office that you're sitting in right now. Luckily, Luke's not in there. For the audience's know-how.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Oh, no.
How tall?
Everyone else can answer.
How tall is Jeff? Are you part of the 6 foot club? Are you a little shy, a little north?
I'm 6'1", and I'd love to be 6'2", because 6'1", sounds rad. The only thing I'm afraid of is being 6'1". Not afraid of the boogeyman.
What?
But I don't like my height.
Yeah. I have this picture of us together, and you're 7 inches shorter than me. I'm 5'11".
Yeah, but that was me wearing boots that kind of boosted me a little way.
So you're shorter than 5'3"?
Well, that was when we did our show in Cleveland, was when Jeff was 9.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he glowed up and growed up. So you're 6'1".
Is this a good time to announce the review? If I Were You co-headlining tour, Cleveland, Ohio, June 2021.
That's right.
Or are we gonna sit on it?
Let's sit on it forever, probably. That sounds like a terrible idea for a tour. Ohio only.
Cleveland, yeah.
So it's a tour that's all in Cleveland?
City of bars. Are you losing championships? We could really use a win, man.
And you think Cleveland would get a win if me and Amir did our podcast there with you guys?
He's doing the smoky jacket velvet sort of.
Jake, Amir, height, what are you? What do you want to be? Don't give Jeff attention for this.
6 feet, and I want to be 6'6".
Wow, 6'6". That's so tall.
Too tall.
Yeah.
It's prohibitively tall.
You can't. This is why you don't want to be too tall. You can't spoon comfortably if you're too tall or too short.
Well, my
6 feet, 6 foot to 6'4" is ideal.
My wife would be. You guys didn't ask me what Jill's height and my ideal height for Jill would be.
Well, that wasn't the question.
My wife would also be
the question at all.
Okay, because I'm 6'6", but I also have an ideal height wife. Jillian's 6'3".
With a flat head.
How tall is she now?
That's actually a little bit of... It's a personal question, Riley. And I resent the
She's
way...
She's not asking
I resent the
Matt
way...
Matt R., that, whoever she, the fuck asked it.
Matt didn't ask what my fucking... He didn't ask how tall my wife was. That was something that Riley chose to do. And it
you
was the way
brought
you
it up.
It was the way you picked it.
No.
It was the way you picked
I
it.
I wasn't in a mirror going, oh, how tall is Jill? That wasn't how I said it.
I know how tall she is.
16 minutes, right? 17 minutes into the record, and we're only one question deep.
She's 5'3", right?
My wife?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
She's, you're not sure.
She's 5 foot.
Wow.
Jillian.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Nobody's there.
5'4". She said she's 5'4". Okay. Mm. How tall is Avital? How tall is Daniel?
6'11".
5'7".
Nose off. Well, Jeff doesn't have love in his life, so I can't ask him at all. Your significant other is, because you're alone.
Nice.
You're in a fucking closet. You're nice. Alone. You're wearing a smoking jacket. And you're by yourself, and you're not fucking anyone in the world who gives a shit about you.
It's the way he picked it. Childhood bedroom. It's not a absolutely closet. The way he picked
childhood
it.
Childhood bedroom, not a closet.
Yeah, that was funny.
Amir, height.
I'm 5'11".
I can laugh at myself.
I'm 5'11". And I wish I were 6'3", but you know what? I would take sharing a life with someone over being 6 foot anything. Like, what good is having a longer coffin if no one's going to show up to your funeral?
Jesus Christ.
All right, ready?
Asymmetry asks, other than Mario Kart, are there any other games that you're enjoying playing?
Would love if you guys could kind of set me up with someone or like Ryan or dancing. Dancing at the idea that I don't have a significant other. And
I like to play Animal Crossing, but I don't like to play too much because I like to spend time with my wife, Jillian.
Nobody checks in on her during this global pandemic.
Daniel and I both play Zelda, so it's a really fun thing for us to bond over and kind of like track each other's progress in the game together. It's really nice.
That's so cool.
Playing with someone would be a lot of fun, like with the video.
I've been doing VR mostly, and it's, you know, virtual reality is fun, but nothing beats my actual reality.
There's no more
fun of a game than making a dinner with someone. Even something as simple as like making a dinner. Hit each other.
Companionship is so important. It's everything. Without companionship, life is meaningless.
Meaningless.
You can't feel anything.
Nothing.
You can't be anything.
It's nothing.
You are nothing.
Yeah. Or nothing.
Stop! That's absolutely enough from all of you.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey.
It was funny at first. You took it too far. And now we're all left with our dicks in our hands.
Not me.
I didn't.
I'm sad. And I don't. And I'm glad that it's gone this way. Because my threshold is here and you blew past it.
I didn't realize we were
What's
saying.
The next fucking question? Like, now there's this tension throughout the rest of the episode. And it's not my fault.
I totally didn't even realize we were saying anything that was, like, uncouth.
I know, I Jeff. I'm so sorry.
I sort of browned out. Now it's
he's doing the pose again. He's doing the pose. He's absolutely doing the pose.
Jeff, have you been playing any video games?
No.
Zargorski writes, "What's the goat pizza topping?"
Can I be controversial for a spell?
Yeah.
Caramelized onions.
Caramelized Funyuns. So I'll take a bag of Funyuns and sort of reduce it in sugar and put it on top of the pizza.
If I'm being crazy, it's mushrooms and bacon. What do you think about that?
I agree with mushrooms. I would say mushrooms and spinach. Those are the goat toppings for me.
I think the real the
mushrooms
true goat,
and onions.
The true goat is
I like a shosh.
What was that? Are you Popeye?
You worked yourself up to say that. I saw you like take a breath right before.
I
winked. You looked like Popeye, and you yelled,
you
"I like a
like
sauce."
Your face was stung by 20 bees.
Which sauce? There's sauce on pizza default.
That's not even a topping, man. It goes sauce, then cheese, then the topping. Describing an ingredient of pizza. You're saying like it's like yelling, "I like the crust." You didn't answer anyone's question.
I do like the crust.
You said I like the I like the dough. See,
all right. You know what? Let's Jake, Riley, and me. We'll just kind of keep waxing pizza. And Amir, you take as much time as you need and just kind of say what that
when you're
actually
ready.
We'll say a bunch of mushrooms and caramelized onion is the best way to go.
Yeah. Mushrooms for sure. We can all agree.
Cheese, please. And don't forget the sauce. Cheese. And don't forget the sauce is what I was going to say.
So you can say it how you were planning on saying it.
And don't forget the sauce.
Again, those two are the base.
Yeah,
the canvas.
That's the
toppings
standard.
Go on top
cheese
of
and
the question
sauce.
Is about
no
what's,
crust.
Like, cheese, sauce, those are just taken for granted. They're there. those are established. And the question is, what do you add to that? What's the topping? And if you
Riley, what do you think about pineapple on pizza?
Absolutely not. Hard pass. Hard pass.
No.
What about? I think pepperoni. Just a classic. That's a classic.
Pepperoni can be good. It can also be really bad.
I do like Italian sausage on pizza is pretty good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love an Italian.
Can you make sure it's in a circle shape? That's the best way to eat it. Sliced up. Real nice.
You just have like a fundamental disconnect with the question, I think. You're like,
that's the best way to eat.
Did
it.
You say, can you make it a circle shape? It is. That's default circle shape.
Sliced up real
you
nice.
You have to ask for it to be in a square.
So, yeah. You're just describing pizza. What do you like to eat on top of the pizza? What goes on top?
That's a good question. I never thought about that.
That was the question.
It was.
You should have been thinking about it.
I'm down to pivot and discuss the topping of sorts.
Good.
Sprinkles?
You've never had pizza. You've never had pizza.
Yeah. Would you rather win an Oscar, a Tony, a Grammy, or an Emmy? Asks C. Fenton.
Okay. Great question. Great question. And I'd like to win an Oscar, but I'm probably most likely to win.
Let's start with Riley. Let's start with Riley.
I want to hear this little song that Jake has started.
We can start with Riley and we'll come back to me, but let's edit that part out because I have I'm like embarrassed of the way it embarrassed of the way it came out.
We'll do Jeff and then Riley.
I'm down
and
to
then
start
if we have time. You can answer the question.
I'm down to only Jeff, do Jeff and Riley. I just want to get it.
Yeah, I get.
I'm just saying I just want to get it clean so we can cut my thing. We'll be able to cut my thing out. So let's get it perfectly clean.
I'll cut your thing out. I will definitely cut your thing out.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I just want to make sure. Okay. So we have the transition and that won't be in there.
So Riley, would you rather win an Oscar, an Emmy? I guess.
It's Sony.
Jazz
hands. Tune of Delilah.
I don't know.
Forever, we're going to find our way. Rylance?
I don't fucking know. Whatever That's makes cool. me most respected, I guess a Tony, because then I can easily worm my way into the Oscars and I basically be like, oh well, she's a serious performer. She can do theater, right? Not all people on the silver screens can transition over. It's harder. So I kind of want to intimidate people at the Oscars. I want to walk the carpet and just kind of like.
It's a fun question.
And then it's a fun question. That's kind of the response. I try to be like, kind of
juke
them out.
You won your Tony for production. So it's like kind of not really a creative role. That's what you win the Tony
also,
for.
Nobody invited you to the Oscars. Do you have a ticket? Do you even have a ticket?
Oh, I'm part. No, I'm part of the. I can.
You're a seat.
I'm a seat.
You're a stage. You're a stagehand, ma'am.
Well, I'm still invited.
The show you worked on. Yeah.
I was part of the.
You were a guest.
I was part of the production team who won the musical. I wasn't on stage, but I was part of the team.
Why did you bring your Tony? This is a different award show. Do not bring your Tony to the Oscar. It's such a small, flaccid statue.
Flaccid?
Jeffrey.
I'd like to go last, please.
Okay. I would rather win an Emmy because it meant that I did my shit in a way that allowed my parents to watch it on network television. That's right. My parents can't watch a theater play in New York. They can't get there right now. And a Grammy? What, you expect them to download an MP3? I don't think so. And as for the Oscar, my dad doesn't like me.
Quite so it has frankly. Nothing to do with the media, right?
So
the media?
He won't pay to see me act. But at Emmy, I can sort of trick them. I'll add the episode to the DVR, and they'll be like, wow, what's this?
Guess what? So I directed it,
Oh,
bitch.
You directed... So you... So like,
maybe that's why he doesn't like you if you talk to him like that.
I directed it, bitch. You say that to your father?
No, I was just saying like it would be like, I actually worked really hard on this thing and I won a statue for it. So I don't know. Do you still prefer my brothers to me?
Probably, because your brother, I mean, like your...
What would you rather do, Jake?
I'm just saying your brother saves lives. So like even
Oscar.
And you directed it.
It'd be funny,
bitch.
If your
other brother has like a VC fund, so he like invests in like really cool companies.
So I said so action, like nothing, and then no matter I said what to the actors do, how to act it.
Like no matter how hard you hustle, you'll never ever reach their status.
Yeah.
Like, which
but
is
you
crazy.
Directed it, bitch. I guess.
Yeah, like you win an Oscar, but your other brother like,
Emmy
delivers like children
Emmy
and
Emmy. I win an Emmy, bitch.
Jake, what about you?
I already said, and it's going to get cut out, but I'd like to win an Oscar, but I'm most likely to win a Tony. And that'll get cut out, but that's how I feel.
Keeping that one in.
Really?
For sure, keeping that
one. You keep that one in? It won't even make any sense because I talk about the other one being cut out.
I'm going to make you look bad.
It's going to feel very disjointed.
Yep.
Jeff?
I don't know. I mean, it's like the Emmy, you kind of have that like TV, because people like streaming shows, they like television. But honestly, I think I'd like to leave them all up on the table. I mean, unlike you guys, for me, it's not about the awards. It's about the art. It's about the craft. It's about making people laugh. It's about telling stories, no matter what the media. You know, it doesn't have to be live. It doesn't have music, whatever it is. I just want to kind of get my point across and make people feel joy. For you guys, you kind of selfishly all want to feel joy yourselves, you know, which is like, I get it. We all want trophies. But also, like your spouses, trophy wives, trophy husbands. I'm single because I don't need anyone else to
make. So we're still on that. So you're still on the single thing.
You're like obsessed.
I'm seething through my teethings.
You're still
my molars
teething?
Haven't come in yet. Yeah.
So yeah, I could see a few baby teeth. Oh my God.
Maybe that's why you're single, is because you are a little baby man.
Oh, trust me, ladies and gentlemen. I give the best head, and it is because I have no molars. Keep it in set to the tune of I'm gonna win a Tony.
Let's actually take a break now. Thanks, Ms. Sponsors. And I want you to sit in that and think about whether you thought that was okay to say. And we'll be
I
back.
I thought it would kind of be
after
over and
these
cut
messages.
Out.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. no, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
This sucks.
And we're back. Jeff and Riley, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than I.
Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. I got one.
So just, reach. Okay.
I am 22. Yaboo. And so the issue there,
Riley, does all have
do
to
you
rhyme.
Have any?
What's that?
Riley, let's go to the Riley
just, this
one.
This is genuine, like leather.
Oh my God.
Patent leather, which is leather that hasn't.
All you had
copyright
to say was, like,
trademark.
Take a drive and change your
Oh,
scenery.
That's actually like, really good. No, but I do have one. I have spent, and Riley and I talked about this briefly on a review of you a couple weeks ago. I've spent my entire young adult life not taking any fashion risks. Really just like plain tees, plain jeans, plain white sneaks.
Did you just try and rhyme tees with jeans?
And the plainest accessories. But I am starting to branch out, and I would
You're wearing a velvet jacket right now.
Implore the listeners to take fashion risks, especially at this. That's if anything, that's the lesson I've taken from this global pandemic. You might not ever get to go out again, so wear those Jordans.
Jeff is wearing makeup in the style of Euphoria.
I know.
Jeff has glitter bleeding out of his eyes.
The glitter was on the eyes, and then the eyes are bleeding because of the glitter.
Right.
Got it.
I like the unsolicited advice of take a fashion risk. I think that's cool.
I think you should wear that sweater, wear that loud jacket, wear cuff the jeans in a new way. Like for me, the longest time.
Wear what you wish you, like what you think you wish you could pull
off.
Yeah. Like you should just put that
right,
on.
Right, exactly.
But what if the worst thing happens? Somebody says, nice jacket, loser. And everyone laughs at you in a way that makes you feel smaller than. And you clock that. Because one day, they're going to fucking push you over the edge. And you're going to snap. And you're going to say, you don't like the jacket? And then he's going to be like, you don't like the jacket? And that's when you stab Marty in between the third and fourth rib. And you say, got some blood on your pants. Hoss. And everyone will laugh at him. Finally, you're the hero in the story.
What?
This is Jeff's inner monologue right now. Every single time Jeff has been doing this weird pose at that he was thinking that exact thought.
Yeah.
Bathing in Marty's blood.
Every inner thought I have ends with me as a hero after making a horrible mistake.
Riley, do you have anything to add / subtract from that?
Don't be afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid. Just as long as you wear those jeans.
The stiffest selvage ever.
Don't be afraid to, like, and I'm going to, this might be crazy. Don't be afraid. No, it's just like, I don't want you
Riley,
to make, like, come on.
No, you can do it.
Let's
say
hear it.
Don't be afraid to, like, to share a draft of a business email with a friend and, like, have them revise it. So, you know, it's like, oh, you're using too many exclamation points, or, like, you know, it's a little too informal. You know, stupid.
Sorry. Well, let's hear one. Do you have one in your drafts?
Well, I did have one. Yeah, but it's like, I didn't want to do it. We don't have to do it now.
Read it live.
You have a business email? Yeah.
All right.
Read it live on mic.
It's your resignation.
Dear Jake, Kamir, and Marty, exclamation point.
Okay.
Sup, you fucks. Yeah. Haha, just kidding. All of this is typed. Even the was in there, too. Really? I just wanted to write and say these past couple of years.
Is all this in there?
I've been so cool. LOL. And then, like, the little parentheses, like, the colon smiley face. Again, everything I'm saying is typed. Even this. Even what I'm saying right now is all in the email.
You're just reading it verbatim right now.
I'm reading it verbatim. So and this is also in there. I haven't digressed at all.
What we're saying, is it in the email draft?
Yes, everything you're saying is in the email, too. Okay.
Jeff's, too?
Yes, all of this is also in the email. Even this podcast that we're on has been so fun. All I'm saying is where I'm working, I would like to not be here anymore, be working at HeadGum anymore. If that sounds good, let me know. If not, that's totally fine. Ha ha ha. And then
we can reject that
emojis.
We obviously don't want you here if you don't want to be here. What do you mean that doesn't sound good?
This is all in the email still. Hope you're well. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Bye. To leave a callback number, press 5.
What?
So that's the email.
So it's like dictated through a fucking operator or something.
Can I just leave a callback number?
Yeah, please.
I thought it was all great and very clear. Okay. The only thing that I would do is that first exclamation point after "Hey Jake and Mir and Marty." Uh-huh. I think it should just be a comma, because, like, A, you know, it's kind of a bummer email, and then B, it's like, you don't have to, like, apologize. You don't have to, like, create all the space for them.
No, that's just, like, really, really helpful. That's helpful. Yeah. This is all still in the email, by the way. This whole conversation is still in the email. So I will change that exclamation point.
Okay.
Love, Riley. So
the real.
I like the sign off.
Awesome. The real D Hayes on Twitter asks, what movie would you see at the newly opened AMC for 15 cents?
What movie?
How can we know it won't be out yet?
Ew.
Amir's making a
licking
very
his tongue in and out.
He looks like one of those.
I've never seen you do that before, and I hate it so much.
Jeff, that is exactly what he looks like. Oh my god!
It's one of those roller coasters that you enter through the clown's mouth.
Why? You don't look like that.
Beetlejuice style. Just fully opens his jaw.
Would you guys see a movie right now in a theater for 15 cents?
No.
Not now.
I barely went to the movies before. I'm not ever going to the movies again. That's not an experience I need.
Somebody clip that out and hold it against Jake the next time he says that he went to the movies.
I went to a drive-in movie a couple weeks ago for the first time, and that was super fun. I would do that again.
That's cool. So how does the audio get in your car?
Radio. AM.
Oh, so you tune to a dial.
Everyone goes to the same channel.
Fuck. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Because I did that too, but I think I was in the wrong channel.
You were just playing the top 50.
So I was on Kiss FM, and I'm like, that doesn't quite line up, because I was watching this documentary.
You were masturbating in your car, listening to Kiss FM, watching Cars 2, And it wasn't a drive-in. It was a McDonald's. It was a drive-through. Okay?
That's what
it was.
You're
not allowed to do that. Yeah.
That's what it was.
You're not allowed to do that.
Because I thought there was a character. I thought the weirdest choice was the character in the background saying, "Are you sure you don't want anything, sir? Can you at least move forward?" Yeah. Oh, my
you
God.
You parked your car
himself.
In the drive-through.
He's touching himself. I'm
you got into
the
back of your car. You're listening to Call Me Maybe on your... In on the radio, watching a porn video with Cars 2 on an iPad, masturbating in the back seat of your car on La Brea, and that's not acceptable.
But. Okay, Riley, sing "Friday" by Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, Friday.
That's enough. That's absolutely enough.
Fucking terrible. Oh my God.
She didn't know you were going to do that. She wouldn't have sung.
Would not
That's
have
anything
sung.
Anything I ever do. With anybody. On any podcast. The HeadGum Podcast is me fucking tearing hair out to get something usable. And this week there was nothing.
I was on it this week.
It's coming out next week. Because Ferris and I couldn't get it out today.
Wow.
That's on you.
No.
You're the host, man.
I know.
All right. 182 at Frictions writes, if you got sent back in time 200 years, what would be the first modern thing you would try to invent or create?
Easy. HDTV, baby. A 65-incher plasma. And yeah, guess what? It curves. So I'm basically able to, I'm the only one in the village who can Netflix and chill. And then
yeah,
I walk
18,
around like I own
So it's 18... It's 1820. What are you talking about? That you can just make a plasma TV? You wouldn't. You don't know how.
There's no programs being made because cameras don't exist, right? Yeah. Satellite doesn't exist. Cable doesn't exist. So just
you're
having
make
screens.
A,
there's nothing.
A curved.
There's no
TV
media to watch.
To play what?
There's not even radio.
So maybe I'll do the radio then.
Again, you can't.
Okay. So I'm looking at what happened in science in 1820, and it looks like English inventor Thomas Hancock patents the production of fastenings using rubberized fabrics and invents the pickling machines.
Okay, so I could do maybe Hulu on like a...
you wouldn't. We're talking about like inventions of that era are like, you know, like hinges and fasteners to make like pickling jars tighter.
Light bulb.
Right? Like
obviously light bulb because that's simple. It's one invention that helps everybody. Done. I'm a fucking genius. I'm a billionaire.
French press.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Printing press.
Printing press.
Nice.
How about a printing French press? So it's like you're able to print books about coffee, a dime a dozen, and then you open up a Starbucks in town square.
Riley,
hear
can you like
ye,
cut them down
ye,
to size?
Who wants a...
Hmm?
What?
Can you just cut them down to size?
It's a bad idea. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Bully him. Bully him, because it's the funniest to me to like see you bully him here is all.
What the fuck? I don't want to do that.
I'm really nervous on this show.
I know.
So I'm trying to like fabricate bits in a non-organic way.
I know, you're like...
yeah, just relax a little and
it's
let
all,
the
it's fine the episode's almost over out. You're back in the position again. You're back in the position.
Got it. So you're just your fingers are very dry, by the way. I can hear the coarse rubbing from here.
Sounds like broken glass.
Just flakes of skin floating off into your closet.
I'm inhaling them.
The Dude 27 asks, I have a hard time waking up early. Do you have any tips to start getting up earlier? Jeff, you're sort of an expert in getting up early.
Really?
I don't think so. You constantly rib me publicly about how I'm awake at like 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Jeff's the only person I know who has jet lag between Ohio and California 2 months after he flew into Cleveland.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is that I got on Cleveland time within the first 2 weeks. It worked. It was great. And then there was like, sorry, 1 second.
2 weeks to get on Cleveland time?
It's fucking hard. I'm a night owl, man. It's hard to like force yourself to fall asleep because you can't fall asleep if you're not tired, but you can stay awake if you're exhausted. And so I got on Cleveland time for about a month, and then there was like some family stuff that happened, and Like, there was one night I think I had to edit review to get it out, and, like, it was taking longer, or we had meetings on Monday or something, and so it's, like, 1 a.m., and I'm just finishing the edit, and so then I had to also edit the ads and put them up, and I didn't get to sleep till 2:30. 2:30 turns into 4:30.
This was, 7 weeks ago?
I need alone time late at night because it feels like I'm in a cocoon. Jake?
Oh, my God.
That was the most honest thing you've ever said. I honestly didn't know you felt like that.
You need cocoon time?
I need my alone time to recharge for my social capital to be replenished for the following day. We're all performers. We all have to be in meetings. We all have to be on Zoom calls. We all have to be on podcasts. We all have to do live streams. We all have to be on the friggin' email chains.
Honestly, it's
if you need to wake up early, just deprive yourself of sleep for like a day. Riley.
I want to go to bed. You take everything out of me every time we talk.
Just
you
to
make me.
To you is...
I have to like absorb everything, and that saps all.
Every 10 minutes with you is a minus hour. Of
Jesus
sleep.
Christ!
It's an hour off your life.
It is an hour off my life. I will die 10 years before I should because of the amount of time I've spent. In taking in what he does.
Amir didn't have any gray hair before Jeff started working at HeadGum. Like, there's a correlation there.
I didn't have any gray hair before I started working at HeadGum. Fuck.
You're aging me. You're aging me.
If you want to wake up early, go to bed earlier. Fuck, sorry. Or have something or have something exciting to look forward to. It'll be going to bed with butterflies in your stomach. Jesus, I'm so tired now.
That's cool. That's actually
really
cool.
I didn't know that you guys felt that way about me.
You did.
I did, but I didn't know that it would be this exhausting. For me.
Jake, do you have a final question for us?
Yeah, I do. Let's end it on a positive note. Let me see who this person, what this name is. Okay. Hold on. One second. Okay. One second. Juice.
You're writing the question.
At Juicy Poon writes, what's your favorite compliment that you ever received?
Sorry, and that's by who? Who wrote that?
Jeff Mike.
The person who wrote that was...
Oh my God, again.
There has to be a better thing for you to keep the mic on. Stop doing the pose. It's not...
Your hair looks 10 times more disheveled.
I don't know why you guys are always mad at everything I do. This is fine.
Juicy Poon asks the best compliment you ever received. Juicy Poon wants to know, what was the best compliment you guys have ever received?
Mine's probably a tie between two things. One time, this fucking fly-ass stripper told me that I was looking like I had a thick ass bedong.
I don't think so.
And it was, she was like a Hooters waitress or something, but she said I had like a really, I was
so
18
already
at
has
the
changed
time.
From a stripper to a Hooters waitress. Now it's going to change again, I guarantee.
And she was so fucking complimentary to me. And it just, I never stopped
all right.
feeling light from that.
What's her occupation?
So you never, this never happened.
The second one is probably making my new niece laugh.
That's not a compliment. That's just something that happened. And it only happened once.
I'm crying.
It only happened once. You're a comedian. You made your niece laugh one time. And then when you were 18, a Hooters waitress / stripper said you had a big ass. And that made you feel light for another 18 years. 20 years?
More cheese, please.
Back to the pizza. Got it.
Riley's Cryly. And that's Cryly the best compliment of all. Cryly.
Holy shit.
So a stripper touched my elbow, and also I made a nephew smile.
Those so it wasn't a niece, and I don't think it was a stripper. I think it was a receptionist, and she said, your meeting is in this conference room. And you did mental gymnastics to think that it was a Hooters
a
waitress complimenting your ass.
A stripper turned into a Hooters waitress. You're a misogynist.
I'm a misogynist. So I'm pro men, but I'll also sort of take that knot out of your back if necessary. You guys remember during the day, because it's a Japanese class that I zoom into online or the Asian equivalent. Do you guys remember your favorite compliments?
Don't ask like that. Drawing a mustache on where there already is one. Got it.
With a Sharpie.
You start doing the Japanese like pinpoint tattoo ink thing where you hit a hammer needle with ink. Face tattoo of a curly mustache.
Do you guys remember any compliments that jump out?
So someone once told me that I was too hot to be this smart, and I was like, that's really cool, and that person was fucking Jeffrey James, and I think that's
amazing
that you said to me, and I hold on to that.
That's
smart.
It was out of line at the time because it was at work that Jeff would say that, and it was early on in his tenure. He was an intern, and I felt like it was out of his
Jeff's
it wasn't his
tenured?
Place to say something like that. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's tenured.
Right.
Okay.
He didn't need inappropriate. To say anything.
I
like,
never said it.
It was inappropriate. It was uncouth.
I want you to think I said it if it's really helping you, but I never said it for like
I actually reason. Resent that he said it when he did.
You don't like it.
It's aged well, I think.
I don't think so.
At the time I said, don't say shit like that to me. But it's as I've grown older, I've sat with it and I think that it's nice. It's a good compliment.
Okay, so two things that never happen.
I think like what I honestly like will hold with me forever is like my therapist was just like, you're done. You did it. So
what?
Yeah.
And that was after your first session.
It was after the first session. It's like that's we still talk. Now I help her.
Right. But it's in her best interest to not tell you that you're good because then you'll stop coming and stop paying her. So
It says a lot that she's just like, you have nothing more to work on.
Yeah. Jake, Amir, take notice, oldies. Younger generation is more in tune with their emotions.
Jeff, what about you?
I guess my favorite compliment was that people will often DM me and say, hey, like you're part of the younger generation who's more in tune with their emotions. And I'm like, thanks for noticing that I'm kind of emotionally intelligent. I'm also spatially intelligent. That's just kind of a self-compliment. So I can.
You're not spatially intelligent.
No, because I'll know you're like actually, this is the door right
closet.
Here. And then like.
You'll you know
keep
that
knocking
that's
over
the door.
Your microphone.
No, I didn't
you
knock.
Drop your mic.
Shit.
Oh my God.
I'm just aware of my surroundings is usually the compliment that people often DM me as well. And,
I think the reason you stop recording a lot is because your microphone always falls on the ground.
Just sit and talk. You don't have to. You don't have to be stuck. Oh and you don't have to fall. Jesus
you don't have to
Christ.
Move that much. You're recording a podcast. You shouldn't have to move all the time.
He's still in the jacket.
You're skittish.
You have to be hot. You have to
be hot. Oh my God.
All right. Well, that's our time. Let's stop here before Jeff seriously injures himself. Jeff, Riley, what do you have to promote?
Just a little thing called our show.
It's actually called Review Review. Never do that voice again.
Just a little thing called our show, Review Review.
No one's going right, to listen
Jeff,
to it.
Why don't you talk about it?
No one's going to listen to it now.
Yeah, no, I can totally talk about the show.
It's this little all right, podcast so you guys, where we blend conversation.
I'll pitch it because obviously no one will want
to
hear
you're
that.
Pitching a podcast a, where people will listen to you in the worst voice I've ever heard.
Just talk like it's a very funny improv comedy podcast. Jake and I were on the last episode. You guys dissect and improvise around reviews so that you can find them on Yelp or Google Review. And those sort of set the stage for a fun
or TripAdvisor. Or Amazon.
That's fine. It doesn't matter where they come from.
It's so grating.
We blend conversation and improv comedy based off the most absurd reviews on the internet. And it's basically... Riley, would you say that it's like a reconciling?
Of?
Of just like...
differences?
Of differences in like the best comedy content in the world. So you have like Robin Williams' stand-up from the 80s mixed with all the way up to like this, you know, If I Were You or whatever. So
yeah,
now
I think
overselling it.
I think that's what it probably is. I think it's just like once you listen to this, you actually... And we really, really appreciate like being on this network and like all the help that you guys have given us. But it's like once you start listening to our show, you might not to listen to.
You don't need them
anything else, especially this one.
Okay.
So
yeah,
well,
it is either or. We should say it is either or.
It is either or.
It's not. You can listen to both.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
Okay.
You can listen to both, and then you can enjoy both. So it's fun. It's if you ever want more of us or more Jeff and Riley, check it out. Review
please.
On the HeadGum Network.
Please.
Really appreciate it.
We have to talk about that. We can't have you do that. Because have you been plugging your show on other shows?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm not there to stop you from doing that.
I learned this voice in a public speaking class.
No way.
Fire the teacher.
Hey,
fire
little
that
little
teacher.
Loved when we did it.
Thank you for your questions. If you want us to answer your questions in future episodes, or if you have a theme song, send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was written by Anderson Reagan. Remember that? The Granddaddies, AM180. And this closing one is a beautiful theme song to the tune of She Lays Down by the 1975. He has nothing to shout out, but if you could say the words Bruno is a Chad, it would be greatly appreciated. So thank you, Nick. And thank you to Jeff and Riley for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll be back next week, as always. See you soon, everybody.
If I were you, show@gmail.com. Send them in your questions and whatever's wrong with JKH and Mia B. It might put you on blast if you're an ass. Guess you'll just have to wait and see.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.